Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do, and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Well, damn, I don't miss my little drop and everything. I was supposed to say live from Minneapolis, St. Paul, and ATL. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio Live. You know how we do it. It's the real interactive radio where you can call us up and join our conversation tonight. We keep it sexy. You dig? It's a couples type thing around here. So I got one of the monsters with me. I got Jazzy B. You know how it is. She is the real leader around here on Wet Wet Wednesday. So let's go over here and check in with her right quick and see what we talking about tonight. What's good, Jazzy? How you feeling? And tell the people what's the weather like in ATL. Hello.
Hey, 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 what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jazzy B. And as always, it is hot as hell in the ATL.
All right. So tell us what we talking about tonight.
Our Wet Wednesday topic for tonight would be oral sex. Is it a must or do you not have to have it?
That's a good one. Right. That's a good one. All right, y'all know what it is. We're going to get into some sexy music, so go ahead and let that marinate in your head a little bit. Make sure you like, comment, and share our links and get some more people talking about it. And then, you know, all y'all have something to talk about at the water cooler at the job tomorrow. Yeah, it is what it is. So, all right, y'all, here goes some new music. This guy goes by the name of Naru Pearson. This is called Can We? Monsters Radio Live on a Wet, Wet Wednesday. Some ooh-wee type music. You are now in the Monster Mix with E Monster and Jazzy B.
Yeah. Been shipping on my mind for a while, man. I think I lost the real one. And I've been feeling so down when I lay down. The only time I'm looking up. But in my madness, if I end up hitting, you'll still have the dark. I've been drowning in that courage. Liquid, my judgment been blurry. I'm a mess. Get you baggage and made you stress. Know you're better off with the next man, yeah. But I can't seem to let go. So when I hit you with that text, hoping that you give me another chance. I know you need some time. Ooh. Make it all better. Can we get back to love like we used to? The shipping on my mind for a while, man. I think I lost the real one. That boy Shine said it the best. Beautiful girls give you their best. Leave you depressed and all. But I ain't suicidal. Feel like I'm stuck in a U.S. LMI. I know I don't deserve you. But until I get through to you, I want you to know. I'm a mess. Get you baggage and made you stress. Know you you better off with the next man, yeah. But I can't seem to let go, let go. So I'ma hit you with that text, hoping that you give me another chance. I know you need some time.
Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
So yeah, I got another one to slide on y'all. This one here is called FaceTime. It's by Rico Barino. We're gonna open up the lines right after this. Looks like some more of the Monstars don't play through. So let's go ahead and get it. Some more couples music. Hit us up 424-243-9649. But there won't be no FaceTime.
Oh yeah. Compound, I pull out, you texting. Oh yeah. Look, I've been waiting all night to see your body, yeah. Oh yeah. And I just wanna see what Vicky secrets you got with. Dirty smile, I wanna whip it, blowing out smoke in a draw while you point your toes. Damn it, my phone is tripping, freezing and glitching. Girl, look it, wait. Oh, girl, look it, wait. No, I wanna see you right now. So gonna give me a taste of what I'm gonna get when I get home. So baby. Show me what you gon' do to me when you wanna FaceTime, and I'ma give it right back to you. FaceTime, said I'ma give it right back to you. FaceTime, yes I'ma give it right back to you. Ever since you picked up, I've been going so full out on sand. If I know feel, I'm headed to you. About to make it sound off like I'm slurping this soup. Yeah. Now I'm on my way over to dabbing that pussy. Keep on the Margellas and jabbing that pussy. Pick your ass up and stand all in that pussy.
Oh, so baby,
Monstrous Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. I like that track right there. That can set some things off. I'm just saying. So, all right, we're back at it. You know, we're about to open up the lines here in just a little bit. See, we got a couple people over here. I see 651. You even pressed 1. So I know you're about ready to go in. But we're going to go ahead and set up our topic, and then we're going to open up the lines and see what type of comments we get. So, all right, Jazzy B, go ahead, lay it down, what we're talking about tonight on our sexy conversation. And then we'll go ahead and get into the lines and see what's going on or what's going down. No pun intended.
All right. Our tonight is sex a must. Yes or no?
Oral sex a must. Yes or no?
Is oral sex a must? Yes or no? Let me go ahead and put my disclaimer.
Okay, go ahead, do it, get it in.
Because Jazzy B feels like this. Oral sex is a must. If you don't give oral sex, don't even talk to me. We ain't got no conversation. Huh? I can't give you nothing without that.
But why?
It's just a warm up. That's the warm up.
Okay.
Fingers don't do the trick.
All right, let's go over here and check in with the line right quick and see what they say. It is what we're talking about tonight. 651-313, you hear what we're talking about. Is oral sex mandatory in your relationship?
Hell yeah, you got to lick it before you stick it. I'm just saying.
Boom!
Amen.
And she's just Amen. So serious.
Hey, ladies.
What's good, Miss So
this
Serious?
Is so serious. That's me. I see my girl, my mom alive. What's up, Jazzy B?
What's happening?
y'all know this my giddy.
I mean, I understand the whole thing. I mean, does it come down to, because, you know, I always hear about women talking about, oh, don't think you just don't stick it up in me and run up in me. You're going to have to get me in the mood. Is it that type thing where it's just basically, you know, automatic mood setter, get you ready to go, whatever, whatnot? Because I just admit, some of us dudes, we just look at y'all and we just all ready to go. You dig? Like Chinese are ripping.
That's because y'all
like,
horny. That's because men are horny toes. Now, let me explain something.
No, hold on.
Yes.
You know what? This is where y'all women get men mixed up. This is where y'all get us men mixed up. Talking about, oh, we all horny. I'm going to keep it real. The woman is the sexiest thing on the planet. What you talking about?
Of course.
You can't blame me for your glamorous beauty and insight to the universe.
You're supposed to be able to control your little man down there. You're supposed to be able to control him. So every time a woman walks past you, you're going to get hard. Is that what you said? Every time a woman walks past a man, he's going to get hard. You're supposed to control your little man down there. Now, me personally, soul play, I can deal with soul play. That's just getting me started. But what I'm saying is, you got to lick it before you stick it. Just like some men say, you got to suck it before you fuck it. I'm okay. I'm with that. You got to lick it before you stick it. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's levels to this shit. I'm just saying.
Hey, I like how she broke it down, though. She's an anti-sexual woman. Go buy your little thing on it. Disclaimer. I don't have no little thing. But she take your little thing on it. Get hard. Anti. Oh, damn. Sometimes it be like that. Y'all be wearing sundresses and look, them sundresses and them little flat sandals with the little wrap around your ankle. I'm going to stop. Y'all make me have a moment. Sundresses and sandals. Oh, my goodness. In a park. I'm just saying. Anyway, So I guess from a man's point, I'm going to give it from a man's point. Me personally, I wouldn't say it's mandatory. It's greatly appreciated. It's greatly appreciated. We might even get along a little bit better than if you didn't. Get it? I'm just
blah, blah,
saying.
Blah.
We might get along a little bit better. But to me, it's not mandatory. It's not mandatory. I wish I could say it is, but it's not. Not for me. Not for some dudes, it is. Did it? Yeah.
Why is this not on your mandatory list? Why?
Okay.
That's
I'm
why Monster
is
single.
Out there. See, that's that bullshit. well, to be honest, damn, I hate to put this out here. It is what it is. But, you know, I haven't, like, how do they say it? Like, you know, I haven't, like, busted from getting hit. And some women, they get mad.
What?
And keep it 100. It is what
it is. What?
Yeah, I've never. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You never licked a monkey?
No, I said I never busted from getting hit. That's what I said. I never said I didn't lick the monkey. Yeah. But, yeah. But, no. So, that's why. So, it's not really mandatory to me. You did. You just got to have some good-ass legs. That's all. I'll be good. Get it. I'll be good. Here's the alternative to the question. I'm going to spin it around. Now, what if the other person don't want it? Get it? Because, like, I've been with somebody before who was like, no, I don't want you to do that.
There's someone right with the tripod.
I was in my feelings. I was in my feelings. But she would love to do me. She'd do me like crazy. Like,
Yeah, that's fine. If you don't want to do it, all right, but you still going to do me right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make sure my shit nice and dry just so you got to lick it.
Wow.
I masturbate
okay.
too much.
You say what?
You don't want
I masturbate
okay,
too
I want
much
mine.
My shit too. Right, that's what I'm saying. If you can, role play is great, but damn, if you wanna, you got to lick it before you stick it. The more you lick it, the wetter it get. And then, let me help you grab that motherfucker.
It's such a beautiful thing. It's such a beautiful thing.
Okay. Well, then, you know, I guess we'll get to another point where, you know, I mean, what if the person's not that good? I mean, how do you train them? I mean, do you just grab them by the ears like bullhorns and just shift? I mean, what do you do? But hold on, let's bring in another monster right quick that's ready to come in. Let's see what she got to say. Now, damn it, I don't got her music, so I'm going to try to fake it. Get it? Here we go, y'all. Now to the show. It's unbelievable. What's good, mama?
What's good?
Unbelievable.
Okay, here we go. Y'all. I know y'all can see y'all with a little sensitive moment.
Hey.
Here we go. Lord.
Hey, unbelievable. I just asked about your girl.
Hey, I was listening. I just didn't push one yet. I was just listening. I just wanted to just hear what y'all was saying at first because I was late to the call.
You ain't never too late, baby. Do y'all hear Neil's voice?
Huh?
I do. I hear you. I hear what you guys are talking about.
No.
I do. It's a requirement. But if you're not good, I'd rather you not, because it doesn't satisfy me, and I don't want to hurt your feelings. Like, I don't want that to be like the deal breaker for we not to be together. But if you don't know how to do it, the training is so difficult.
It is. Right. I'm gonna need you to come already prepared, know what you're doing. I don't got time to be teaching you.
Exactly, but I think sometimes too that the man has to learn your pussy before he can really satisfy you. Some have tricks, some don't. Some just don't know what they're doing, and I really don't like the ones who don't know what they're doing, and they think they're good, and you be like, no, that's not it. No,
I just want to thank the Lord that I have never ran into nobody that don't know what they're doing. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I wish I could say that. I have, and Lord Jesus, he was a nice, he was so nice. I mean, treated me really, really nice. And then after a minute, I was like, ooh. Because when you were saying, do you have to move ahead? Yeah, you got to move ahead. You got to move them. I was like, it's not worth it. We're good.
That's tragic.
It was. It was.
That's why you sit on their face.
We didn't last long.
I done ran into a nigga that couldn't fuck, but I ain't never ran into no nigga that couldn't give head.
And see, that's I would rather live face. With someone who couldn't do head instead of someone who couldn't fuck. Because, see, that's a deal breaker for me.
That's
a deal breaker. Absolutely.
I heard all
deal breaker. Absolutely.
I'm hurting all types of feelings. I'm for real.
You can't stick it. And all you can do is lick it. Nah. Nope. No.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, to me, I mean, yes, I've been on ends where, you know, like, you know, you would be like, damn, you think everybody knows how to do it. But, yeah, you'd be like, can you just quit? I mean, are you using your molars, motherfucker? You're not supposed to use your teeth. and then you try to hold a straight face as she's trying to look up at you. And you're just like, no, that's not it. No, just quit. Yeah, just turn your ass over. You know, face down, ass up. Let me do what I got to do. You dig? But, I mean, there's an art to it. I mean, to me, there's an art to it. You got to want to do it. You got to love to do it. And I don't know if it's like comes by practice or what, but there's an art to it. It's not just like some people say, oh, just at. No, you're not just licking it, bruh. No, that's not it. No. If your chin ain't getting wet, bruh, you probably ain't doing something right. I'm just saying there's an art form. You got to really want to make that motherfucker crawl up the wall, make that leg jitter, all that shit. Snatch that soul out.
So let me ask you a question,
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Let's switch it around a little bit since you're the only man on the line. I'm talking about check it, right? So let's say a woman came. You invited a woman to your house, right? She wanted to give you head. Would you turn her down?
Mm-hmm.
You turn it down if she wanted to give you some head. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't turn it down.
Are you quiet?
Believe me,
okay.
If she cool enough to make it to my crib, yeah, mama, I ain't gonna deny you your satisfaction.
It ain't even gotta be your crib. It could have been her crib.
It could be on the.
But what if she turned it around and sat on top of you? I'm done with you. Anywhere, but what if she turned it around on you and put the ass in your face? You still wouldn't none of that.
Okay, I'm confused. Okay,
because you said
because
you said that it's not mandatory for you, right? So I'm asking you, if a woman came over or you went to a woman house, whatever the case may be, wherever the hell y'all was at, and she said, yeah, good, whatever, you know? But what if she put, you know, turned it around like 69 while she was sucking, you wouldn't even eat the monkey and none of that. Would you push her off?
Well, I don't know how we got there, but she was over there.
Because you said it's not mandatory for you. Let me explain something.
Okay,
you said it's not mandatory for you. It's definitely mandatory for me.
Right. Okay. I understand what you're saying, but mandatory means if it's the deal breaker. It means you either do it or get out of my house. You either get it or get out my whip or whatever. That's mandatory. It means you better do it or we're not going no further.
You dig? I'm not saying I don't accept it. Yeah, come on. But if you don't want to do it, I'm cool. I'm not, you know, I imagine you don't want to because you don't know how. You dig? And I'm not going to fight with
that's
you.
How people get raped. That's how men get raped. That's how men get raped.
Wait,
shit like that. That's how men get raped. You don't know?
Oh,
damn, that's something new for you. My bad. That's how men get molested. That's how men get raped by these women because they around here slobbing on these knobs and y'all trying to stop them. That's how y'all get raped. I'm telling you, just don't say no. Just don't say no because you're going to get it. A woman like me, if you get me in that mood, I guarantee you, I'm going to get what I want and you definitely going to get what you want. Just don't push me away. I got you. You see what I'm saying? No, that's how y'all get raped. Y'all want to be all difficult and want to fight a bitch because she don't want to get you in the head. Right.
Okay. You know what? On that note,
too much for y'all. I know.
We're going to take a music break. No, we're going to take a music break. We're going to come back. We're going to get right back into it. We do got another call on the line. We see you 763. When we come back, we're going to check in with you as well. So check it out. This is some more sexy R&B music. This is Rich Lowe. He did an interview with us right here on Monsters Radio. You can go to monsterusradio.com. Check the show links. You can find the interview. This is his track right here called Get Enough. Now, this right here is some of that Get You Wet Wet music.
I don't need no help undressing, you know. You're lonely getting my way. I've been waiting all day, this destiny now, to have you laying in my bed, oh girl. I'm gonna start real low,
no.
Low then bring it high. Baby, scratch a bite on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do, cause
get enough from me. I won't stop until
Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. That ooh wee music. Sorry, I'm bringing it back with Jazzy B, Miss Unbelievable, Miss Sophia. She dropped off, and I'm pretty sure she'll be back real soon. So, all right, y'all, let's get back into what we're talking about, and then we'll jump in with the 763. They was over here for a minute. I think, I'm for sure, nope, it's not Miss Sophia, it's back yet. But, all right, yeah, we'll jump back into our topic, and then we'll open up to you, 763, see what you got going on, participate in the conversation. So, all right, so we're talking about is oral sex mandatory in your relationship? Today we heard some yeses, we heard some noes. Anything else you ladies want to touch right quick before we open up the lines? Looks like we got another person from the 612 ready to jump in and give their conversation. So, Jazzy, is there anything else you want to say about it? Because you said it's mandatory for you. She's like, fuck that. I got to have mine.
I will put you out. Fuck you mean get out, Barbara. I'm not playing. No game. But I had a couple of comments on the status.
Okay. Okay. So you get that for us? While she gets that, what about you, Miss Unbelievable? I mean, you said you kind of on the fence on it a little bit, just a little bit.
It's not mandatory. It's welcome. I love it being done, but I ain't gonna kick you out my space because you can't. To me, I guess it's about intimacy of it. I don't know. I look at, you know, oral sex and sex differently nowadays. Before, I would have said, hell yeah, it has to. That's the number one thing that you have to do. Hell yeah. But now I look at it as, you know, if our bodies mesh together, then we can work it out. We can figure something out. If this was maybe a year ago, I'd be like, hell yeah. But for me, it's not mandatory. What's mandatory is us clicking. So, but what is mandatory is you got to know how to work the D. That, if you do not, that's a deal breaker for me. Now, see, that's my deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker for me.
You can get that
put your ass out of.
But you. Boy, you tread water softly with Daddy. You better have this right. You better have that right. My motherfucker be nervous from all that. I hope I get it right. I'm just waiting for the buzzer to go get out.
Listen, as stingy as JLD is, you can't afford to do shit wrong.
So, okay, you got some of those
for
comments?
Oh, yeah. Marty said it's a must. He said it's like French fries with no ketchup. Something is missing. To take you there.
You got a point out. Yeah, okay. That's a good one. Like French fries without the ketchup. Cheeseburger without the cheese.
We got eight shares on it. Just comment and say, yes, it's mandatory for her. A lot of people are saying, yes, it was mandatory.
Right.
So I'm not,
okay, let's go. You said, oh, what? Let's go. Let's go over here and jump on the line right quick and see what they got to say. 763-202, you heard that thing in your ear. Is it mandatory for you?
Yo.
Sex in your relationship?
Man, you know, yo, what's happening with you? Scrub G on the line. Yo, you know, mandatory, I would say, as a man, it's not mandatory. You know what I'm talking about? Actually, it's more of a dominance thing to be real with it. But, you know, if that's what you're into, you know, that's what you're into. Me personally, I don't think that's a necessity. You know, I put it down. So it's, my relationships have never been centered around an oral fixation. You dig? Not by my part or not by hers.
Right,
but
right.
If that's what you're into, I can dig it. I don't knock no thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm a cherry lover. Some people don't like cherry.
Right.
Yeah, they is. But you know, and just for instance, right. Like the ketchup with the ketchup with the French fries. I don't eat ketchup with my French fries. Never have.
Well,
I could just be weird though.
I don't eat ketchup with my French fries either. I'm actually like Cincinnati. So
there you go, there you go, baby. I like barbecue sauce. But you know, I don't knock it. You know, I mean, women, if you read into some of these Kama Sutras and others and some of these other books that you know go in depth about the emotions surrounded about different sexual acts. You'll see, and it'll explain, you know, when it comes to the satisfaction of a woman, a man's really not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a woman's all into that, if she's trying, you know, if that's where her satisfaction is into her physical catch-up, you know, but where it's really made up is the emotional bond that you share between someone. And in this time, we're in such a instant gratification situation or in a false sense of entitlement where we think these things are a necessity in order to find happiness. But I think that's just our time.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say it was a necessity for happiness because I'm happy without it. But
I'm not knocking anything that you like at all, baby. I think it's marvelous if that's what you like. You know,
we're having a conversation. This is a conversation that we're having. I'm commenting on your.
Well, I'm glad that you like that. I don't eat ketchup with my French fries.
But yeah, bro, I'm totally feeling you on, you know, how you said about the whole intimate and really being into somebody type thing. Because, yeah, I have to be honest, like, for me, that used to be kind of like, you know, more what it was. Oh, she likes me enough, maybe, or cares enough about me to do that, or, you know, something like that. It wasn't just where, like, you know, just anybody could just say, okay, I want to knob you off. No, I'm kind of good on that. It is, but if it's with, you know, my girl, and, you know, she's setting that mood off, kissing the neck, hitting the chest, and then getting you that surprise. Whoop, whoop, whoop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It feels way more better than just a, you know what I mean, just a normal command, whatever, whatnot. So, yeah, I'm feeling that.
And, you know, men really don't think about it too much. But there's a whole lot that's tied to it when you're looking down at somebody in their eyes in such a dominant position. You know, it does something to your mentality. You know, and my uncle used to always say, he said, you better watch yourself, boy. Don't be letting them girls suck on you like that, boy. And it took me a long time to understand what he was saying. You know, it's not that it's wrong. It's just, are you prepared for what mentally is going to transpire behind that? You know, there's science to this shit. And it's not fake.
Oh, bruh.
You know what? I totally agree with you. Because, can I say something? Like, for me, Jazzy, for me to be on my knees and submit like that, and I'm sucking your, and it's for me, it's a submission thing. And so if I'm doing that, then I'm letting you know, hey, this is a submission. This is something that I'm doing, you know, with you. And it's going to take you a minute. It's like in your mind, you're saying, okay, I'm giving this man, you know, my mouth as another form of intimacy. And if they don't respond how you want them to respond, you're going to be like, oh, well, dang, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. Oh, I didn't do it correctly. Seriously, it's like, and then you're like, oh, well, I got to go practice on this person, until I get it right, until I become this head hunter. No, it's not about that. You really need to know what you're doing, what you're giving from yourself when you're in that submissive state.
That's right. It's total submission.
But you can't put your mouth on
your mind
either. That's another thing.
That's right. That's very true. We're not supposed to be doing none of this with just anybody. You know what I mean?
Right.
Its concept is so often taken out of context. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with the intimacy between a man and a woman at all.
Right.
You know, I think it's one of the most beautiful things in the world. It's magnificent. but the reality to it is one thing that we've allowed society and time to dumb us down is that there's an incredible responsibility to each act.
Right.
And as we first physically begin to take part in it, we don't connect the mental and emotional and
it's called soul tie.
Essentials. Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm so glad I got the opportunity to enjoy this conversation with you guys.
I'm glad you called in, you know, because I do want you to tell people about the event that we have coming up with you here in just a little bit. We're going to check in with the other caller. We'll get to that part at the end. I definitely been spending some of your music, so it's good that you're here. You know what I mean? I can, because we're close to the end of the show, and I can end it off with some of your music also as well. So hold up, you guys, just a little bit. Let's check in with the other person. They've been sitting over here waiting for a minute, trying to get to everybody here. So 612-360, you heard what we're talking about on Monsters Radio Live, Wet Wednesday. So, I mean, what's your opinion on oral sex? Is it mandatory in your relationship? Hello?
Y'all getting a little too personal on this radio show. I thought you was going to play some music and come back. Baby boo. Man, y'all be talking about some stuff. I didn't even know what I was coming into.
Right. About that. Adult conversations, interactive radio. It don't get like this in very many places. So, yeah.
And I love it, though. I love it. Man. Mandatory? Now, the original question was, is it mandatory if you're in a relationship?
It's mandatory for your relationship. Yeah. So say if you met a guy and he's like, I just don't do that, then you'll be like, well, we just won't have no relationship. Goodbye, sir. You are the weakest link.
Well, I can't speak on it as if I met a guy because I'm married. So in my relationship, it's not mandatory.
Okay.
But it's not bad when it happens. So when it happens, it happens. But it's not mandatory.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So see, to me, I think what it is, I think all that stuff comes down to some people's inner freak. I'm just going to keep it 100. Some people just have that inner freak. Everybody don't have it. You know what I mean? Everybody don't have it. Like,
No. I could be freaky, but mandatory. Like, some people is just a fetish. That's all they want. So I think it depends.
And see, that's
on
what I mean. Yeah, see, I think it depends on their freak level. Like, you know, I'm not saying Jazz is a freak or nothing like that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying it seems like usually it's that freak level that says, you know, this is what I want in my sex life. Whether it be that fetish or whatever, because I said before I found my little freak level, you know, I'm gonna keep it real. When I used to get some head, I used to be like strapped up in the front seat with a seatbelt on. I didn't move at all. I didn't know what to do. Oh Lord, do I look at him?
Nah, that's not like you.
Once I find that little inner freak in me, I might roll with you. You know what I mean? Grab your head, or, you know what I mean? Talk to you, press your head, rub the back of your neck, rub your shoulders. You know what I mean? But it took that part, and I think, you know, some people, you know, that's just how it is. They'd be like, I like to be sexy, freaky, and that's what it's going to be. And if you can't meet my sexual expectations, then I might not be the one for you. That's not a good or bad thing, but That's just how it is. So I think kind of, you know, when the people are into the whole getting ahead and giving head back, it's kind of like a freak level type thing. I mean, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I mean, how you feel about it? Let's see. Let me jump with Jazzy.
Well, I don't know, because I mean, I don't consider myself really a freak. I just like what the fuck I like. I mean, I don't know what other people's freaky levels is, you know, but I consider mine on my level.
A mile is 5 feet, just mile. Right. Okay, okay. Mm. Well, how you feel about it, Ms. Unbelievable? Does it have to do with a freak level?
Well, not necessarily. The freak level, okay, so the freak level, I think, is just within that person and what they got to offer, what they got to give. But some people learn how to do oral sex because they feel like that's what they have to do to be liked or have to do to be considered worthy of talking to me or staying with me. Some people think that way, you know, where they have to learn a trick to stay with somebody or have a freaky level, even if that's not who they are, but have a freaky level to stay in the mix with folks. For me, my freak level may be higher than somebody else's, but I look and see, I'll be like, okay, what's your, I monitor, like, okay, is he freaky like me, or what, does he do this? That's when that communication comes in, like, do you do this, do you do that, do you do this, do you do that? Because if they don't, it's not going to be a pleasurable moment. It's just going to be one is getting their freak on and one is not. That gets boring after a while.
Right, right. Okay. That's where they come up with them code words. Pineapple, I ain't ready. Pineapple, I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Bobby, how you feel about it, Brad? I mean, does it have to do with a freak level?
You know, it's I don't know if it's your freak level. It's what you're willing to. How far are you going outside of your comfort zone at that particular time, you know, for that person? You know, if you think about it, think back to your senior high school year. You know what I mean? You wasn't no scholar at trying to get down there and test that and toss it up. You know what I mean? You wasn't, I mean, some cats wasn't, you know, there's some cats, they was looking around for it, smell it everywhere, that's all they smell, you know, their nose wide open. But on average, you know, you weren't running around trying to, you know, see how well your tongue would go back and forth and how far you could stick it out and all these other, you know, interesting things. Mm-hmm. So it was something that you figured you needed to add to your repertoire to be a part of the thing. You know what I mean? Because it was let me see yours, I'll show you mine. You know what I mean? It wasn't let me taste yours, you can taste mine. You know? It was let me stick my finger in your belly button. Oh, that's not the belly button. Dude, that's not your belly button. You know what I mean? So as we get a little older, you know, we want to be a little cooler. The songs and the social applications that we're used to and what people are talking about, you know what I mean? That plays a big part in it. So once you intimate with somebody, and we all know this, when you're in a one-on-one relationship, you know what I mean? Sometimes it don't even go there because you on a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, I'm keeping on some 100 shit with you, right? Yo, ain't nothing funny about me, ain't nothing weird about me at all. But, you know, I don't really get down to eat the cake. I ain't never have. That's not been my thing. Never. And, you know, shit, I got kids. I got good kids. You know, talking about I do this thing, for real. But, you know, I'm an R&B singer, too, so that might help a little bit. That might keep me from underneath the covers a little bit, you know. They might want me to sing to them. But, you know, I mean, for me, it's never been a big issue. It's never been a big part of my toolbox. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's just me. That's my experience. Now, and I ever, you know, that's my experience. I can't talk for everyone, but for me, it's never really been an issue.
Right.
I've been in a situation where I've been, you know, like, yo, you ain't gonna, you know, eat the box for me, you know. No, I'm not. I'm sorry, you know. But I'll beat that thing up for you, you know what I mean? I'll send you home numb, you know what I mean? Thinking you want a hoverboard or something, you know what I mean? World is gone, you know what I mean? But, you know, but to each his own, you know what I mean? I have a problem. I can't eat mayonnaise. You know what I mean? I don't eat coleslaw. I won't eat nobody but my mama's spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? So it's that kind of thing with me.
Why? Yes, hey, I love.
But the ladies, they love me. I think that. Oh, go ahead.
Bro.
My bad. I was just playing. I was saying.
Okay. So yeah, cause I probably have to be honest. Yeah, when I first got into doing it, it was more of an add to my repertoire. I keep it 100. Don't y'all start to add up no numbers, cause I'll hang up on y'all. But yeah, I graduated like the early 90s. I'm gonna keep it 100. Back in the early 90s, in the Twin Cities, brothers didn't do that. It is what it is. We didn't do that.
You did.
Not that many sisters did that either. You did. I keep it 100. I went to North High School, pretty dominant black school.
Northside, right?
There was a couple white dudes that went to the school, and they used to have some of the bummest black chicks, and we couldn't figure out why. We could not. The brothers, we even had, we was like, bro, what is about this little dude? All his brothers, the white dude, what is it? And then we found out, yeah, he was going low on the rat. He did it, and that's how he
was related to Gene Simmons.
Right.
He was related to Gene Simmons.
Yeah, man, you know, you meet some women that be like, blah, 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 you know what I mean? I hope you can do this. I hope you can do that. And, you know what I mean? And then I keep it real. One time, a girl got stole from me. Joe did. I didn't go down, but he did. He ugly as hell.
Yeah.
He looked like a buzzard and a lizard had rough sex. He did. I'm talking about horrible sex and had a baby. He was ugly. I mean, ugly. But he took my pretty ass girlfriend because he did that and I wouldn't. You did. It is what it is. So.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you know, there's two trees. There's the truth and there's the life.
Mm-hmm.
There's two trees to choose from. There's the truth and then there's the life. Knowledge,
right.
Life.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, well, that's definitely had to give me some knowledge on life. I'll tell you that. Get my shit together.
Well, it got you both.
So, all right, I'll go ahead and drop the topic that we're going to talk about next week. It was brought to me by a poet by the name of CJ, and then we'll go ahead, we'll wrap up the show. We'll do shout-outs and things like that, and we'll definitely give Rob G a chance to tell us about the events he's got coming up. I guess next week what we're going to talk about, when the question was first asked to me, it was a lady, I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. So this is mainly kind of a question for the ladies next week on Wet Wet Wednesday. Do you prefer 6 hard or 9 soft? That's going to be the question.
Ooh.
I don't know really. I think I know what they're talking about. We're going to figure it out, but that's the question. CJ the Poet said for us to use Wet Wet Wednesday. She said the ladies going to go crazy on this one, so that's the question to the ladies. 6 hard or 9 soft? I'm going to have to look this shit up and see what the hell she's talking about. But that's what we're talking about next week. So, all right, we'll go back.
Oh, man.
I guess we'll start out with, we'll go ahead and let Rob G do his promo right quick. And then, then we'll go ahead and do our shout outs. So, all right, Rob G, tell us about the event that you got coming up, bro.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Rob G, Credit Line Records. You know what it is? We're going to be doing the Northside Night Out. We have a couple events coming up. The first event that will be coming will be at the Red Sea on the 23rd. It'll be a hip-hop-based event. I'll be hosting Credit Line Records. You have a slew of wonderful sponsors. Monster Radio, for one. It Works, for another one. The Youth Council, Harold's Chicken. Yo, we got all kinds of sponsors on it. At the same time, my band will be performing the next night at the 4th Street Saloon. Northside representatives, stand up. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to come out, give y'all some live music, some funk, some R&B soul. And, man, ladies, come on out. Have a good time. That's the 23rd at the Red Sea, the 24th at the 4th Street Saloon. We're tearing it down. Equator Line Records in the building.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Make sure y'all come out. Definitely, if you can connect with me, make sure you get a flyer from me. We can put our name, even Rob G or Baby Boo number one photos. If you get flyers from us, we put our names on the back. You get a little discount at the door. So make sure you connect with us. Bring your friends. Even if you can't make it, I'm going to look at you funny when I see you next, but you still better like, comment, and share our promo for it. It'll be greatly appreciated because this is, like you said, on the Sunday. It's for Northside Jordan community. It's for the community, y'all, so we really need y'all to come out. Also, I'm going to have Baby Boo tell y'all, if you can't make it, if you're out of town and you still want to support some inner-city community stuff, bring the community together, she's going to give you a link that you can also give a donation to. So, all right, Rob, do you want to do some shout-outs before we jump over to Baby Boo and get her information?
Definitely want to do a big, big shout-out to Baby Boo. She's been holding us down over here, making sure that we have all the things that we need in order to function for this new rollout of our projects, the band, these other artists that we have working with us here at Equator Line Records, as well as Silent Flows, Monstrous Radio, excuse me, we getting it popping and they keep in your ear. So be tuned to come check us out. Mad giveaways, raffles off the chain, sexy lingerie, photos, lawn care. Man, we had Marv America stuff, all kind of stuff going down. You know, so be sure to come out, be a part of the raffles, get some of this free stuff, and make sure that you have a good time and enjoy our music.
That's right. Sorry, Baby Boo number one photos. Let the people know, I guess if you want to let them know a little bit more about the event, and then I'll definitely drop that link for them where they can definitely help out and help with the event with the Northside community.
Definitely everything. Definitely everything Rob G said is going to be there. It's going to be over 10 sponsor raffles and other giveaways and prizes. In between that, we also got a photo booth. We'll be printing live for $5 prints. So come out and get silly in the photo booth with some props and get a print of it. Also, if you can't come out and support, you know, it's okay. You can still give at GoFundMe. And the web address is gf.me/u/ZVQDA. I know it's kind of funky, but if you go to GoFundMe and just put ZVQDA, you'll find a whole bio of the history and where it's located at and why we're doing it. So come out and support. We got part two and part three, one Sunday and one on Monday. Sunday at Red Sea and Monday at 4th Street.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So you got any shout out?
Oh, woo. I have to shout out my team from Monsters Radio, Inbox Magazine and DVD Online. EGM Entertainment, Equator Line Records, Harold's Chicken, everybody that Rob G said, that's who I'm shouting out, because they're for everybody. This event would not be possible.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. So, hey, that goes for all you independent artists out there. Don't forget, Monsterous Radio will be in the building. Also, Lady E, she works with EGM Radio. If you need to get you some airplay, you might want to come to these events. This is the only place where I will actually take your submissions for free, physical copies, bring them to the event. Pay to get in the door. That's all we ask. I promo you. Don't worry about it. Just pay thing in the door. Get to the DJ booth. Get me your music to one of the Monstars, and we good. You dig? So, all right, let's go and check with the Monstars, see if they got some last words, see if they got some shout-outs. What shout out with you, Jazzy B? You got some last words or shout out?
Just want to give a shout out. Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm her. I give a shout out to E-Monster, Miss Unbelievable, Rob G, Baby Boo. A shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to my artists, Feng Shui the Kid and Gutter and Senna. Shout out to the team, man. We doing big shit. We got some big shit coming up. Shout out to us.
That's what's up. So, all right, Miss Unbelievable. Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to get that music. I'm telling you. What you got for us, Miss Unbelievable?
A shout out to all those who doing what they love and loving what they do.
Yes.
That's it.
There it is. In that order. All right, y'all. So don't forget, people out there, remember, you can always re-listen to this show 24/7, 365. You can even download it as an MP3. I'm just saying, just find everything either at Block Talk Radio or go to monsterusradio.com. Go to show links and you can find everything over there for our interviews with the game. Pinky the Porn Star, the real Frank Lucas, Freeway Ricky Ross, who's going to be in town this weekend, and so much more. And soon to come with Rob G. Get it? So let's see. Let me get one of his tracks on my way up out of here. So check it out, y'all. You know how I say it on my way up out of here. It's always lit in the Twin Cities somewhere because that's how we do. It's always live. Get out, see something that's happening. But if you're going to go out, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Oops. This is Rob G Music. Call my family. Monsters Radio Live. Get it?
Love you.
To my family.
This is Rob G. He's saying this.
When or why loving me for you is something that came naturally, and everything I ever needed, see, you gave to me. When I was down, you said, boy, just keep your head high. Hard times are past, you know we gon' get by. As the world it turns, sometimes people get burned. Yes, we live and we learn, true, we live and we learn. And I owe it all to my loved ones, to my sisters, my brothers, even my cousins, my baby mamas, and even all of their loved ones. You gave me love and there wasn't even no love, son. And to my wifey, you know that we gon' ride on. Just keep your mom and head up, baby, just stay strong. It's been cloudy outside, sunshine, it's around the way. Just keep this beat on rolling. From bottom to top, you are the to my family, I love you. To my family, I need you. Wanna thank you for the clothes and shoes, for supporting me while I pay my dues. You stood by my side while my chips were earned. You took care of me, now it's my turn. And I owe it all to my loved ones, to my sisters, my brothers. the way. Just keep this beat on rolling. From the bottom to the top, you are the bomb. From the bottom to the top, yeah, yeah.
Rob G, check him out on the 23rd and the 24th, the Red Sea, 4th Street Saloon.